This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
How often do you think about the Ten Commandments? Probably not too often. Well, a new film called I Am seeks to demonstrate the relevance of the Ten Commandments to modern life. John Ward is the writer, producer and director of the film, and he even acts in it. John, thanks for your time this morning.
Oh, not at all. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, so you obviously know a lot about this film as the writer, producer and director and one of the actors. How long have you been working on this project?
Yeah, I like to laugh. I took the garbage out from the set at the end of the day. I did a little bit of everything on this one. Not all movies are created equal, and this one was definitely a labor of love. 2.5 years in the making of this film.
From when you first wrote it to when you actually finished it? Because that doesn't sound too bad to me.
That's from when I clicked into my head like no other project. I was the 10 freeway runs through the middle of Los Angeles, and I was I just happened to be driving. I saw a sign. I was out in the desert, and I saw a sign that said 10 with an arrow, Los Angeles. And I just thought, 10 freeway, 10 commandments, Los Angeles, city of angels. Well, not really. That's kind of interesting. What if we talked about the 10 commandments in LA today? Boom, there it was. And 2.5 years later, it's a movie.
And so, how did the stories emerge? I mean, you've got a number of different characters in this film. Did that just all happen quite organically?
A bit, yeah. I think a lot of it was I wanted to show what the Ten Commandments might look like today, and I wanted to pick the most modern, the most relevant ways that I could. And so what I did was it all started with a yellow pad of paper, and on the left side I wrote the Ten Commandments one through ten, and then on the right side I kind of sketched out what that might look like, and then I just started drawing lines one to the other. And then the interesting thing is when I looked at those lines, it looked like a spider web, and that's when it really hit me that's what the commandments really do. They're a web of sin that catch us. It's not God trying to catch us. We catch ourselves in these. And the Ten Commandments was really, it was a powerful moment for me because I realized right there, you know what these are? The Ten Commandments is a love letter from a loving father to his children saying, guys, this is all these things. They're going to hurt you. They can't hurt me. Please avoid these things. And that's when I thought, I have to make this as a movie. Mm. And we kind of went from there.
So what else have you done in the film industry before this, John?
Well, I started when I was a kid. I was a kid actor. Did a bunch of, I'm aging myself, which is painful, but I did a bunch of teen movies in the late 80s and early 90s. And then when I got out of school, when I was in school, I really fell in love with the idea of writing and directing. And when I got out of school, I started screenwriting at a company called Lakeshore Entertainment. They did Million Dollar Baby and Runaway Bride and a bunch of films like that. So I was working on the Paramount lot and wrote 7 films while I was there. And then one day I was driving on the lot and God just asked me very clearly, why don't you take me to work? And it just kind of stuck with me, and I debated God. And then eventually, I asked him, well, does a butcher take you to work? Does a carpenter take you to work? And eventually God won that debate. Which he has a way of doing. And that was when I decided that I needed to make a film about him.
Well, that explains how, I guess, you were able to write the film so easily if you've written 7 films before, because then you kind of already know how to write a film, and it would have made the process a lot easier.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I kind of came into faith-based filmmaking from the opposite direction of most people who've come into faith-based film. Most people come from a place of, that maybe they're a worship leader at a church or a media pastor at a church, and then they try to learn how to make movies. I was a guy who was making movies, and I had to learn, and I was learning more about God. So I've always been in show business.
But that surely has to be the better way from the film point of view, to get a better film, in that you've already learnt your craft and you've got professional contacts in the industry, you've learnt from the best people, and then after you've got all that experience, you're bringing in, I guess, your own message and your own heart to the film. So I can understand why God would have worked it out that way.
I'm going to have to make you my agent, Katrina. You say it better than anybody. That's exactly right. I certainly agree with that, and I think it's worked out. I think it's worked out really well, because I think, you know, if you think about it, look at the Bible. Look at how Jesus communicated with people. People would ask Jesus a very specific question, and Jesus would almost always answer with a story.
Exactly.
A narrative story, a parable.
And today's storytelling medium is film, really.
Absolutely. And so clearly I think God values the power of a story. And it doesn't have to be necessarily the point doesn't have to be necessarily in your face. Sometimes the beauty is in the metaphor.
So,
and I think that that's what you learn in film.
And I think, John, what you're saying is that if Jesus was here now, he would be making movies.
I think
I'm joking. But there's probably some truth in it. Like he spoke in the way that was relevant in his culture, which was traveling kind of teachers. So you never know. You know, it's not that much of a stretch. So tell us about some of the characters in the film and about the character that you play.
Well, again, I was trying to get an interesting kind of swath of people that are all strangers and have their lives intersect. And I play a district attorney. I wanted to have kind of a holier-than-thou character, a character that kind of gets in their own way. And my character's from a political family, and he, you know, is kind of with the girl that he's with the girl that his family doesn't want him to be with, and he's running for office, and the family's saying, look, this girl, she's got a past, she's got a child out of wedlock, and they're saying, look, you got to lose this girl to win this election. There are other fish in the sea. Mm-hmm. And so he basically follows his family's rule, loses the girl, and then along the way learns that that's a bad way to go. You got to follow your heart and not blind ambition.
Okay.
And so I'm pretty good at playing the guy that loses the girl.
Yep. Okay. And
getting him back, that's the hard part.
Yeah. And I just want to ask you briefly, how did you represent God in the film?
Well, God, you know, the movie's called I Am, which is the name God gave for himself, which I've always thought was fascinating. You know, people, who are you? Well, if you think about it from God's point of view, how do I explain this? I just am, you know.
Yeah.
Are you this? Yeah, I'm everything. I am. And so I always loved that was the name he used for himself. And the way we show him is every character in their private moment. So each character is living the Ten Commandments, even though they don't know they're living the Ten Commandments, because the reality of it is we all live the Ten Commandments every single day. Mm. And so they're just living their lives in Los Angeles and they're struggling with things. And then they, each of them has this one person that seems to always be there in their private moments. So for one person, it might be in the passenger seat of the car.
Mm-hmm.
For another person, it might be at a bar. When one character has a serious drinking problem, and Sky's always at the bar, kind of helping him out. And for another, you know, it might be in the privacy of their apartment. But this figure is always there, and that's kind of how we wanted to show God. Is that really is God? God is always there, and God is with us regardless of what we bring. So many people say, well, you don't understand. I've done this and this and this, so God's not interested in me. We wanted to make a film that tries to give a metaphor to show that nothing could be further from the truth. It doesn't matter what you've done. God doesn't care. You know, God's love is not conditional. Mm. And that's really what we tried to show, because some of these characters are pretty messed up. Whatever you need.
So does God actually appear then as a person? Is he physically represented? Is he actually in the car or actually at the bar?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit of a sixth sense reveal, but yes.
Oh, okay. So we don't know that he's God.
No. But that's okay.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing this.
So there's this guy that people are always tends to be there.
Yeah.
And you begin to wonder, who the heck is this guy?
Yeah.
And you don't know, because sometimes he's a bit menacing, and sometimes he's really loving, and there's all these different. And so as the film goes on, you know, his character develops, and you begin to figure it out. Is he an angel? He's not human. We had to go to great lengths to never have him touch an object or a person.
Yeah.
It was very difficult to do in shooting.
Oh,
would be. So that we would be consistent that way. And then at the very end of the film, my character actually says, "Who are you?" And he stands up and he says, "I am." And then there's this big sixth sense reveal that shows that, you know, he actually wasn't there in a bodily form.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks, John.
So now you've seen the movie. Yeah, you've seen it.
No. I'm really looking forward to seeing it. I'm excited about this. It sounds really good. So thanks for telling us a little bit about it.
Absolutely.
That's John Ward. He's the writer, producer, director, and even an actor in the film I Am. It's out on DVD.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.